I'm Andrei Klepikov. I'm Ukrainian and live in Ukraine all my life. I work for International HIV/AIDS Alliance from the very beginning when we started the program in Ukraine. It was late 2000 with just a couple of people, and now we work in every part of Ukraine. 10, 15 years ago, it was a problem not associated with Ukraine as a country, with Ukrainian people, with my neighbors and friends. But now I think everyone in Ukraine knows people who are HIV infected, who are suffering from all the virus or people attitudes to HIV infected. It was a very difficult economic situation, political situation in late 90s. It was a very poor country. But at the same time, right in 1996, 1997, it was the highest jump of HIV/AIDS epidemic in Ukraine through injecting drug users. And some of my friends and neighbors who got involved into injecting drug users became HIV infected. So it's not an external problem for me. It had a lot of implications to my life. At that time, there was no appropriate response, no prevention, no information. So epidemic spread really rapidly through drug user population. Ukraine is experiencing one of the fastest HIV growing rate in Europe and all the region of Europe and Central Asia. And prognoses are not so optimistic as well. Current Ukraine's prevalence rate, which is now 1.4%, could be between 1.9 and 3.5% by 2014. Now it's a very decisive moment to address appropriate response. Otherwise, epidemic may leak out to general population. And Ukraine has no resources to address it. Since Alliance got involved in early 2004, we managed to scale up ARV treatment from almost nothing, at that time about 100 patients were on ARV treatment, to currently more than 3,000 people. So it's a huge increase in 30 time over the period less than 2 years. So I'm really proud to say that today this work has achieved a key outcome. The main outcome is that people are not dying from HIV/AIDS. It's currently it's an opportunity to stay alive. A lot has been changed since the very start of the epidemic. At the moment, almost everyone understands that HIV/AIDS is a serious issue. But what is still lacking is what to do next. We all hope for new scientific developments, both in regard to vaccine, but also sophisticated ARV treatment. So next 10 years should give equal access to prevention, appropriate prevention and treatment, because it's still very unfair when people die just because they are citizens of certain countries or just because they using drugs. So this citizenship or social conditions shouldn't be an obstacle for survival, for staying alive.